Yo, what's up? This your boy, Mike Bradley, out, man, coming to you live and direct, man, about some shit that I heard before, man, and I had to spit that shit to you again, you feel me? And it's, you know what I'm saying, this is no laughing matter, this is some real shit, man, that happened to what I was talking about on my podcast, Test 15, man, about, you know what I'm saying, this dude playing basketball with this, you know what I'm saying, friend and shit, you feel me, and he killed her. Now you got to face the consequences. Now you already know, man. I'm not gonna even say nothing, but you know, already know this is what I should have did in the first place. But this is how it's gonna go. You feel me? Let's go.
Also tonight, the family of a woman shot and killed for winning a basketball game await the moment they can face her killer. Cameron Hogg is due in court tomorrow afternoon for victim impact statements. Hogg pled guilty yesterday to shooting and killing Asia Womack back in October of 2022. Police found her body in South Dallas near South Fitzhugh Avenue in the Dos Equis Pavilion. In exchange for his plea deal, Hogg was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Damn, you already know, man. You see what I'm saying? I told y'all this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And you see the kites, you get to catch up, man. And that's some fucked up shit. Then now you gotta face the consequences. Now you gotta handle your business, man. Now you can't be over there lollygagging, man, and you know what I'm saying, moping, man. You took somebody's life, bro. And you know, like certain things, you just don't take people's life like that. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know where you got the gun from. I don't know if you was legit. I don't know. But there's no point for you to even kill somebody over a goddamn basketball game, man. They're not threatening your life. You feel what I'm saying? It's nothing but sports. You feel me? And it's a win or lose game. All it is. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, you know what I'm saying, some people don't see it like that. They made it seem like, you know what I'm saying, they're going to, you know what I'm saying, let that shit hurt for the rest of their life, man. So you got to take a person out now. And you don't do no shit like that. I don't care, man. The guns don't kill people. The people with guns kill people. You feel me? And look at this one. You know what I'm saying? Now think about, after all this, man, there's other people like this and we don't even know, but they just wait for the time to even like pop, pop, bang, bang, tap, tap. You feel me? Come on, bro. Stop playing. And it was just a basketball game. You supposed to give her a hug, nigga, a handshake, nigga, and be like, hey, you want to go to nope, I'm not going to even say that. Go somewhere and go kick it. Nah, you want to go out there and shoot a motherfucker because you lost. Told y'all niggas, man. Y'all need to stop that bullshit, man. Y'all need to go back to, you know what I'm saying, getting to know things first before y'all even start. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you play sports, you're going to get that win or lose, nigga, off top. But you're supposed to have sportsmanship. You understand what I'm saying? I guess you didn't have that because I guess you didn't grow up like that. You know what I'm saying? Or people didn't teach you, you feel me? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm in an older class, so, you know what I'm saying? We was raised different. You feel what I'm saying? We didn't have all this other shit that we had to worry about, man. You know what I'm saying? We just had to keep it real and keep it respectful with our elders, man. And when our elders speak, man, you listen. That's how it was supposed to be. But I guess people left that memo out. They didn't put that in the essay. They didn't even put that in the textbooks. You know what I'm saying? They put this other bullshit in the textbook that I wish they shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Learning the shit that we know now, nigga. Woo. Nigga, I wish a nigga would, damn. You know, I swear to God. Nigga, I don't want to hear nothing about... You know what? I'm not going to get off the subject. Man, rest in peace to, you know what I'm saying, the lady that he killed for no goddamn reason or for a fucking basketball game. I talked about it, like I said, I talked about it in the 15, man, my test 15. So I just had to get that off my chest, man, because you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know what was going on until it popped up on the feed. So I was like, oh, shit, for real? You got 20 years of life, huh? Oh, okay. Let's see what happens, you know what I'm saying? You never know what's going to happen with these people in the courts and how many years it passed by and, you know what I'm saying, things like that. We'll just have to see. But, you know, I feel sorry for, you know what I'm saying, the person that he killed, because the person, he shouldn't even have to feel like that or be in that situation and the family. But for your punk ass action and shit, my dude, this is what happens, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what's going to happen in there. You might be cool, you might not. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, nobody should be taking people's life, nigga, over a game. You know what I'm saying? Or anything like that. So that's one thing I want to get off my chest. But for that dude right there, though, hey, man, you got to deal with the consequences, man. You know what I'm saying? When you pull out guns, hey, it's nothing but fun. Yeah, it's no fun. You feel me? Because you got to understand this. It's different, man, when you pull guns out and shoot people. Fight different. But shooting people, that's a whole different class. But over here, we don't do that, man. If it ain't two fists, man, and heads up, then it ain't good with me, bruh. You feel what I'm saying? I'm old school, man. I ain't trying to shoot and all that other shit. If you can't get your ass whooped, don't have a gun. You feel me? But here and there, man, I you know what I'm saying? I just had to get that through, man. I didn't want to stay on there too long, but that's just fucked up, man, that a person can take another person's life for no reason or for a fucking game. You feel me? And you go, like you said, people gonna have to learn the consequences, gonna go through the consequences. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna tell you like this, certain things you do not, I'm kidding, certain things you do not supposed to do, man, and go to jail for it, man. And that's not, that what he did, you're not supposed to go, you know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to do no shit like that. Point blank, man. You feel me? Like I told you, you're supposed to give her a hug or go to make, no, I'm not gonna say that. Do something positive. That's what I'm saying. Do something positive. Yep. Do something positive. So, you already know, man. I just had to get that off my chest, man. Run that through y'all real quick, man. I want to say thank y'all for listening, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Mike, man. Friday hour, man. Coming to you live and direct, man, on this time of day. You feel me? But I want to say thank y'all for listening, man. And whoever out there, man, listening, man, thank y'all very much, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? I feel good. At least I touched one person, man. At least, you feel me? You know, got to be a lot of people, man. Because one person going to feel this, you know what I'm saying, a certain thing. So I'm just going to leave it like that, man. I'm going to say thank y'all very much, man. Mike, man, coming through, man. Mike's Friday hour, man. And you already know the signs I'm about to come through, man. I'm going to say thank y'all, though. But, you know what I'm saying? What was it? What I used to say, man? Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet apart, and spay and neuter your pets. Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet apart, and spay and neuter your pets. One more time. What I say? Wear a mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet apart, and spay and neuter your pets. I want to say thank y'all very much for listening to your boy, man, Mike's Friday Hour, coming to you live and direct, man. Fuck all this other bullshit that's going on out here, man. Stay positive, man, and live your life. You dig? And you know what I gotta say on that part. You dig? I'm out.